The framework of art thinking. Art thinking recognizes the symbiotic relationship between art and business, utilizing art as a compass for processes while embracing business as a platform for creative expression. It embodies a mindset that harmonizes the thrill of creative exploration with the structure of business operations. Art serves as a means to envision, point B, crafting something innovative that impacts the world, rather than simply navigating from point A to B. Achieving sustained business success necessitates the creation of point B, yet short-term performance demands often hinder this endeavor. Art thinking integrates the artistic mindset with business methodologies, facilitating progress across various domains through a fusion of MBA-MFA perspectives. Aerial view. Adopting a broad perspective on your endeavors enables the establishment of guiding principles and reference points. In their collaborative work, The Power of Full Engagement, authors Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz delineated four distinct forms of energy: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. For instance, top-tier athletes leverage a combination of these energies, alternating between them to ensure each receives adequate rest. Allowing oneself time for rest fosters the emergence of fresh ideas. Designating periods of studio time, devoid of specific projects, fosters the process of exploration and discovery. Creative inspiration can be found across various facets of life, encompassing social interactions, organizational structures, civic engagement, analytical pursuits, spiritual reflection, physical activities, material endeavors, narrative construction, and the domain of rhythm and cadence known as harmonic. Accept these diverse domains and explore the creative potential they offer. In the weeds. Getting in the weeds describes the vulnerability of being immersed in a project's midst, where the solution isn't yet clear. Our perception is biased as we often view others' completed work from the outside, overlooking the uncertainties they faced along the way. Employ mindful practices to let the process guide the outcome. Principles to bear in mind. Following are the three things to keep in mind. Judgment versus discernment. Opt to defer judgment and embrace discernment. Judgment entails categorizing as good or bad, which can hinder creative risk-taking. Discernment, on the other hand, involves observing what is effective and what could be improved. Define a grace period. Even in urgent and significant projects, there typically exists a period before you absolutely must have the solution. Allow yourself this grace period before needing a resolution, granting more room for exploration. Stay in the moment. Directing focus toward completion can detract from the significance of the ongoing process. Your lighthouse question. In the realm of art thinking, the emphasis lies on posing inquiries and uncovering novel perspectives. Instead of fixating on smart, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound objectives, pinpoint a project's major dramatic question, MDQ, often likened to a lighthouse question. In the context of a screenplay, the MDQ serves as the fundamental issue the film presents. It transcends the plot question, such as how Harry Potter will defeat Lord Voldemort, delving deeper into existential queries, such as whether Harry can reconcile his extraordinary abilities with his ordinariness. The MDQ resembles a crucial lighthouse inquiry that directs one's journey in both personal and professional realms. To unearth your genuine passions and principles, pose queries such as, if financial constraints weren't a factor, what pursuits would you pursue? Alternatively, ponder questions like, wouldn't it be fascinating if, or, in what ways could this be enhanced, and fill in the blanks. Build a boat. Your lighthouse question should harmonize with the structure of your financial ecosystem. By adopting portfolio thinking and identifying your ownership stakes, you can pursue your projects while maintaining life balance and fostering value development. Portfolio thinking ensures you have alternative sources of support and income if your creative endeavor encounters setbacks. When your lighthouse question demands investments of time or money, portfolio thinking aids in making prudent decisions. Establish both an income portfolio and an investment portfolio. Your income portfolio comprises tasks within a job or various gigs if you're a freelancer, while your investment portfolio includes tasks or gigs that yield delayed returns. Asserting ownership over creations. Asserting ownership over your creations aligns the risks you undertake with the potential rewards and value of your work. Whether through royalties, resale rights, or fractional or general ownership, maintaining a financial stake in your work is an enduring investment in yourself. Ownership stakes are particularly significant, since assessing the value of early-stage creative work can be challenging. Bruce Henderson of the Boston Consulting Group categorizes businesses into four segments: dogs, cash cows, questions or stars, and advocates for balance among them. Stars possess significant expanding market shares, while cash cows boast considerable market shares but stagnant growth. Dogs neither generate earnings nor exhibit growth, while question marks represent areas where growth and sales potentials remain unrealized. These areas resonate with the principles of art thinking. Apply these classifications to life skills that contribute to or hinder your success. Art thinking is most aligned with transforming question marks into stars. Managing the process of creativity. Negotiating the management of creative projects presents distinct hurdles. Managers must recognize that engaging in creative endeavors exposes practitioners to vulnerability. Even lofty and daring visions must ultimately align with goals and expectations within an organizational framework. A concept that resonates strongly with managing the creative process is derived from psychoanalyst Donald Woods Winnicott, the notion of the good enough mother, adapted here as the good enough manager. Similar to a mother fostering a child's journey to independence, the good enough manager aids in transitioning a project from a fragile new concept to a viable market entry. Effective managerial traits. Project Oxygen, conducted at Google, unveiled 8 characteristics deemed crucial for effective managers, several of which resonate with the concept of the good enough manager. 1. Mastery in coaching techniques. 2. Possession of an empowering personality. 3. Genuine concern for the overall happiness of the group. 4. Prioritization of productivity and results. 5. Proficiency in communication skills. 6. Dedication to fostering career development. 7. Provision of a clear vision and strategic direction. 8. Possession of technical skills essential for guiding the team. Managing creative projects. In overseeing creative projects, managers must allocate time for exploration and discovery. 3 key roles emerge for both managers and team members. Guides, providing constructive support amidst challenges, prioritizing mentorship over expertise. Colleague friends, offering workplace insights and fostering trust, candor, and warmth akin to friendship. Producers, undertaking secondary creative work to make ideas commercially viable. Pitfalls in creative endeavors. Various pitfalls plague the realm of creative work, including the souffle problem, the pretending to be a writer problem, and the never fallen off the bike problem. The souffle problem. Similar to the delicacy of monitoring a cooking souffle too frequently, excessive scrutiny during the formative stages of a creative project can cause it to falter. The pretending to be a writer problem. This issue arises when individuals hide behind the perceived formlessness of creative processes, ultimately avoiding actual work. The never fallen off the bike problem. Rooted in past successes or a reluctance to embrace failure, this pitfall can undermine resilience. Confidence and self-trust are compromised when individuals lack experience in overcoming obstacles, akin to never having fallen off a bike. Market structures. The producer has the task of pinpointing the market for a creative project, while sometimes the creative work itself spawns a new market structure or business model. In the analogy of the letter and the envelope, creative work operates on two levels: crafting the letter and designing the envelope. The letter embodies the creative content, whereas the envelope represents the supportive structure. The act of crafting the envelope mirrors the artistry inherent in business endeavors. Understanding your cost structures empowers you to negotiate effectively and assess the feasibility of a project or business venture. Costs can be categorized into fixed costs, which remain constant regardless of production fluctuations, and variable costs, which fluctuate with production levels. A break-even analysis establishes the link between fixed costs and variable costs by determining the sales volume needed to cover fixed costs. The unit contribution represents the net profit after each sale. Financial viability assessment and optimization. Analyzing these numbers is crucial in determining the financial viability of a creative project or business endeavor. Cost structure serves as the foundation for designing the supportive framework. Evaluate the expenses associated with finding, hiring, or buying, formatting, and managing materials and personnel, known as transaction costs. Factor in the opportunity costs, how resources deployed in one project could be utilized elsewhere, to gain a comprehensive understanding of resource allocation. By adding up these elements, you gain insights into balancing efficiency and innovation for your project, ensuring optimal resource utilization and profitability. Characterize business as a design medium. These frameworks can assist in identifying the primary artistic limitations of business. Imagination problems. These arise when individuals rely solely on their vision of what will happen, neglecting scenarios that have not occurred before. Concentration of interest problems. It refers to structural imbalances where one market actor gains significantly, while numerous actors on the other side of the transaction collectively incur greater losses. Externality problems. This occurs when values outside the market, such as time, are disregarded, leading to a misalignment between price and value. Political problems arise when individuals prioritize their special interests over the fiscal health of the project. Character problems. They may emerge due to technology or corporate influence, leading individuals to disavow responsibility for their actions. Common risk problems. These involve seemingly unrelated transactions that are interconnected, often due to a lack of shared information. The pervasiveness of capitalism. It underscores the widespread misunderstanding of how the market economy operates, particularly among creative individuals. Understanding the relationship between market failures and business strategy is integral to adopting an art-thinking approach to success. Collective effort is often required to address these challenges effectively. Designing your metaphor. When posed with the question, "What do you do?" individuals may find themselves grappling with complexities, especially if their professions don't fully encapsulate their identities. Reflecting on significant moments in life may unearth identifiers that truly define who you are. Exploring unexpected inquiries like, "What kind of animal are you?" or "What film character would you be?" can offer alternative avenues to understand and express one's essence. The connective tissue in the body of knowledge. With the proliferation of data and increasing specialization in educational paths, collaborating across fields and departments has become essential for both business success and tackling contemporary challenges. If Leonardo da Vinci were alive today, he might not exist as a single individual. Rather, the collective exchange of ideas among all of us would embody a modern-day Leonardo. It's becoming increasingly crucial to engage in discussions about one's work with others. Connect with individuals from different areas of expertise or explore publications outside your specialized field to broaden your perspectives. Key points. 1. Art thinking integrates creativity and business, harmonizing exploration with structure. 2. Adopt a broad perspective to establish guiding principles and encourage creativity. 3. Explore diverse facets of life for creative inspiration beyond traditional boundaries. 4. Prioritize discernment over judgment, allowing room for exploration and growth. 5. Pose meaningful questions to guide personal and professional journeys. 6. Adopt portfolio thinking to balance creative pursuits with financial sustainability. 7. Collaborate across fields to tackle contemporary challenges and promote innovation.